The views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doc. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com.
Hey, it's Gunnar Esiason. Thanks for joining Julia and I for episode 11 of the Making It Matter podcast series.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Making It Matter, a weekly podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
Since Julie and I both have cystic fibrosis, we're remaining compliant with the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype. This podcast was made possible by Novartis and Vertex Pharmaceuticals. All right, Julie, I want to do something a little different this week. Maybe you'll be able to hang in there with me. rather than having an overreaching topic, I want to talk about a few things that, you know, that'll happen in the life of cystic fibrosis or the life of someone with CF. Something that may not happen to other people, and we'll go through, you know, our normal day with that, with regard to that. So I had an experience last Friday. I went to a concert. Somewhat embarrassingly enough, it was a Sum 41 and Senses Fail concert last Friday. really living my childhood from the 90s. As much fun as it was, it's a little embarrassing to say that I still love that music. And on the way in, I got checked at security like everyone else going into a concert or whatever. And it came time for the little airport security deal. And then the pat down if you buzz. Apparently I buzzed. And the security guard patted me down and she found my little pill case where I keep my enzymes, my antibiotics, whatever else I need. And then things started to spiral out of control from there.
Looking pretty suspicious.
Yes, exactly. obviously, I think, you know, we recognize why they're so strict at concerts.
Sure.
But, I mean, realistically, like, if I'm trying to sneak something into a concert, would I put it in a place where you find it in a pill case? No, probably not. So,
perhaps be a little more discreet.
Yes, exactly. The security guard was doing their due diligence, pulled out the pill case and started questioning me. Obviously, the enzymes look a little different than any other pill on the market. And we next thing you know, is a pretty large scene. We had three or four of the security agents kind of breathing down my throat. And the lady actually started questioning, like, oh, okay, what's this called? What's it for? What's the dosing? And I was like, I gave her all this information. And then she opened up the pill case and like inspected the pills. I was like, you can't do that. Like, I was like, where you're actually gonna like bring the pills 3 inches from your face and inspect them like that? Like, you can, there's a little plastic window. You can see through the little plastic window. Like, why do you have to inspect it like that? So of course after that I wasn't gonna use them because she breathed all over them.
Yeah.
Maybe a little overkill, but so she went through and she was like, you know, I've never seen these before. Like, these are pretty unique. I was like, well, yeah, you know, maybe only a handful of people in the world take them. And she's like, oh, wow, like, what's this for? I was like, I just want to go see the concert. Can I just go? She's like, yeah, fine. So after she actually Googled the brand, the dose and everything, and then looked up on her phone and then matched the pill to her
what
the internet said. Yeah, it's pretty.
You should have sent her to our podcast.
Yes,
to,
I know. I should have sent her right here to our educational material. No, she did her due diligence, and as much as I hated seeing what was happening to me and made it such a huge scene, and all I wanted to do was just go down to the concert and have a Budweiser or whatever.
Yeah.
I was stuck at the security station getting my enzymes inspected pill by pill, which really kind of sucked. But that's what happened to me this past weekend. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I actually, what's in the forefront of my mind is what I did last night, because it still felt like the weekend to me, because I went to the Together Tour, which is Glennon Doyle Melton, which some moms out there listening might know of. She wrote the book Love Warrior, and it's like a New York Times bestseller right now. It's like one of the top books right now. And it's like very inspiring and motivational. And so this tour is her book tour, but it's all these women coming on stage and sharing their story. And as someone who, you know, shares my story as a CF advocate, I definitely wanted to go. And a good friend suggested that I go. So I'm glad that that happened. And Alicia Keys was there sharing her story. So obviously, if you follow Making It Matter on Instagram at Making It Matter _CF, you will see that I love
all 55 of our followers.
Yeah, all 55 of you, and count and growing. We are growing. I love a good inspirational quote, and many of them actually come from Glennon Doyle, because she's all about like sharing the truth and the raw and the real, and I just find that as someone who deals with the raw and the real of CF every day, as like a place of comfort and inspiration to me. So that was really fun and exciting for me. And it was also, you know, finding your purpose and writing your own manifesto. So I know all those things are things that you love, but I really was in my element.
That's quite last the, night. Quite the difference from a Census Field concert. Not really the same vibe. All that does sound fun.
It was. It was so fun. And we got a sneak peek of Alicia Keys' new album. So that was great. But it was very fun. I do suggest the book to moms and young adult women, I think would be good. But Love Warrior, it's good. Become a love warrior, spread love and peace, all those things. Great, great stuff.
Yeah, you're all about the inspirational quotes and stuff like that. It is meaningful. It does have
totally
service purpose. Yeah, I think, you know, I think there's definitely some quotes that I lean on to get through the day. But
yeah,
I think more excitingly, you're training for the marathon, aren't you?
Yes, I mean that's actually what I did this weekend. I really did nothing other than I had a long training run and with my good.
How long?
We did 18.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Why would you put yourself through that?
I don't know. I keep questioning why I signed up for this. But I did it for Team Boomer. That's why I did it. I did it for all of us. But my good friend Cassidy is running with me. I convinced her, begged, really, pleaded. I actually may have gotten on my hands and knees and begged her because I wanted someone to run at my pace with me. And because I'm not a runner, like I don't consider myself an athlete or a runner. And so I wanted that like moral support.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother's running it too, but he's a trainer for a living. So he has a much different pace than I do.
Yeah. I mean, well, it always is easier to work out and exercise and do something with a teammate or a friend. I mean, I think the camaraderie of sports is definitely unique in the sense that that's what makes sports so great and fun and awesome.
Yes, 100% agree. And that's kind of how we've treated training together as well. And we hold each other accountable, though I have to give her a lot of credit because she was a D1 soccer player. So she, you know, runs all the time and can run a much faster mile than I could ever imagine running. And she stays at my pace consistently and slows down significantly for me, and especially in the longer runs. At a certain point, my lungs actually start to hurt. I actually think because things are moving that otherwise wouldn't be moving. And when we get to like the mile 10 area, that's when I like start to feel like start to drag a little. I mean, as really anyone does, but the add on the compounding factor of a lung disease, and I really start to feel it. So Cassidy, thank you for slowing down.
That's a sign of a good teammate, though. And even yeah. more a sign of a good friend. So, yes. yeah, I think that what Cassidy is really showing you is that, or showing really everyone else, is that the support group for someone with CF extends beyond the family. You know, yes. I think that, you know, while you guys are absolutely crazy for trying to run a marathon, it's also very admirable and inspiring and all that stuff. But, you know, to do it with a friend probably makes it, I have to imagine, makes it a lot easier. I mean, I look back on my days when I was playing high school football and we were doing long runs or sprints, things like that. And obviously I was towards the end of the group when we were doing conditioning and training and things like that. And, my friends would really would do what they could to make me feel like I was keeping up or that I wasn't falling behind.
Right. Yeah, it's so important. I think it is it is the measure of a good friend and someone that has your back. And I think it is more fun with Cassidy. I would not be having fun on 18 mile runs otherwise.
that's not the most fun thing in the world, running 18 miles.
I could think of a million other things I would rather do.
It seems so much fun. The look of agony in people's faces just seems so great.
Oh. Well, and I think
marathon day.
Yeah, I am increasingly getting nervous for marathon day, but I am continuing to treat it as like I want it to be fun. You know, like,
oh, it should be.
I don't have any time goal for myself, you know? So like, it's we set out to do this and I do, my heart breaks for Cassidy though, cause she could probably run it and like impress herself, but she has, so selflessly devoted her time to doing it with me. So again, thanks Cass.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a goal enough is finishing the marathon, obviously, for someone with cystic fibrosis. We've had people run marathons for Team Boomer with CF, and it just gets more and more impressive each time I see someone with CF run. Because, quite frankly, I despise running. So I can't even imagine what running a marathon with much less with CF, what that's like. So, you know, obviously, great job for you. And you're doing a Team Boomer fundraising page, so we'll be sure to put that yes. in the write-up here. But yeah, I think the support group in your friends and things like that is such a great thing. You know, I look back on not only the teammates that I've had growing up and things like that, but other times when I'm out with friends, either at a bar or tailgating or whatever, people are very quick to say to people smoking cigarettes, hey, can you put that out? Or we're going to move somewhere else. They make me feel included. That's definitely another example I look to with, unsung hero moves that my friends don't hesitate to do. And I'm sure your friends are probably the same way. I wrote a blog a week or two ago now about how I feel about people smoking cigarettes. So obviously if you haven't read that, check it out. But that's another little example I look at when I think of the friend support group.
Yeah, I mean, I deal with the cigarette smoke on a daily basis because I'm in New York City, and it is rampant in this city. Everyone I don't know if everyone's just so nervous about walking that they need, you know, that oral fixation. It's just like, oh, I don't know. But my friends have actually, they get very protective about that as well. If we're walking outside of a bar and people are smoking, or even just on the sidewalk and we're walking, they'll speed walk with me around the smoker. And sometimes they'll actually cough loudly and be like, oh, that's awful. Why? So yes, I have a good group of friends that look out for me there too, and I couldn't agree more with your blog. So yeah, stop smoking, people. I know it's an addiction and I know it's hard to stop, but quit for yourself. Selfish. Live longer.
Everyone has a strategy to deal with it. My dad's like, every time we were walking in the city, my dad's like, Don, quick, hold your breath. I'm like, what is that gonna do? Gunner, hold your breath. Like, as if like we're going underwater or something.
Yeah.
The smoke's still there, regardless of whether or not I breathe.
Right, it's just going to dissipate anyway. Like,
classic dad move. Classic dad move. Trying to protect his children.
So funny.
Gunner, hold your breath. Yeah, no, the cigarette smoke is obviously disgusting, terrible thing. It's especially for people like us. You know, it's like Like, why would you even do it?
Right. Why would you bother? Yeah. And
but like, you know, it's impossible for us to fathom because we're just, you know, we're not in that lifestyle and
right.
You know, who knows? But yeah. Well, on that note, that's really all the time we have for today. If you've taken anything away from this, remember I carry pills and enzymes to concerts and sporting events, so please don't freak out. Julia runs marathons, and we both hate people smoking. So that's the big takeaways from today. But as for the people making it matter, like I said, we have people with cystic fibrosis running the New York City Marathon and other marathons for Team Boomer. So big shout out to all those people raising money for Team Boomer with or without CF. This marathon season's coming up. Marathon Day in New York City is a great day. It's an awesome day. I loved Marathon Day in Boston when I went to BC. So those are some really great. It's a really great activity if you're not partaking in it, but definitely check out some of the fundraising pages. And even if someone's running for a cause other than Team Boomer, it's just fibrosis, it's important to recognize those people also. And
come cheer
them.
Us on.
Exactly. Yes. Come cheer Julia on with 20,000 other runners in her bright yellow Team Boomer jersey.
We need all the good vibes. All the good vibes.
Exactly. So thanks for joining us today for the 11th episode. I can't believe we're already on episode 11. Remember, you can follow along with our weekly podcast via my YouTube channel, GunnarSiason.com, JuliaRay.com. You can now subscribe to us on iTunes, which is really cool. Subscribe and give us a good rating. Please give us a good rating because we don't want to want the podcast to stay on iTunes. We don't want it to go away. And the way I understand it, the rating has something to do with that. I'm not entirely sure, but that's the way I understand it. And then you can always interact with us. We love
hearing from
We love hearing from people. We get awesome feedback, messages, stuff like that. And you can always message us on Facebook. You can message Julie on Facebook. Message Julie on LinkedIn. I know she loves her LinkedIn account. You can also email me at gunnersblog@assiason.org or Julia's really special email address, which is
JuliaRay@JuliaRay.com.
Yes, the best email address in the history of the world. I can't believe where did you come up with that one?
It took so long.
I know. Oh. And so this is Gunnar Assiason for Julia Ray signing off. Thanks for listening. You gonna say goodbye or?
I said you said it all. Thanks for listening. Bye. Okay.